Yes, before I do, and I'll come to this again in just a moment, and very strong comments there by Tony Abbott with Ray, but the headline story in the news, Arthur Sinodinos, another disaffected, he lost his Guernsey. And Dennis Jensen, the bloke from West Australia, didn't get one. Senator Ian MacDonald, the Queensland senator, lost his. Mal Brough was a minister and thought he should have been one again. And now Sinodinos is fluent and leading the news bulletins today with his comments on Tony Abbott. But when Mr. Sinodinos appeared before ICAC, re-Australian Water Holdings, he was tongue-tied. Funny people, aren't we? Arthur, yours I describe as Harvey Norman comments. No interest. No interest. It's good to see some in the media at last focusing on the real problems facing the country rather than Tony Abbott. Last week, I commended the Daily Telegraph reporter Daniel Mears, who highlighted what I have been saying for a long time, namely that the Senate's refusal to pass the government's budget is massively exacerbating the debt crisis. And he pointed out that the federal government, that's taxpayers, you and I, are paying more than $30 million a day. And as I made the point, it's actually $37 million a day, or $11 billion a year, to cover the debt that was left to Abbott and Hockey by Labor. $245 billion net debt. Now today, Simon Benson, who always writes outstandingly in the Daily Telegraph, has revealed that the Governor of the Reserve Bank and the new head of Treasury have told Federal Cabinet, the Abbott government, that if budget is not passed, then Australia may never get back to surplus. Now, this is a fairly exclusive story. The dire warning was delivered at an extraordinary briefing to Cabinet on Tuesday. No wonder a few people in the Cabinet pulled their heads in. By the Reserve Bank Governor Glenn Stevens and the Treasury Secretary, the new Treasury Secretary, John Fraser. It is the first time Glenn Stevens, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, has briefed Cabinet in his 8 years as Reserve Bank Governor. They are separated, of course. Separate entities, independent entities. But both men told the Abbott cabinet that even with economic growth of 3%, the budget would continue to remain in deficit beyond 2025 without vital structural reform. That is, you've got to take something out of the spending equation. The new cabinet secretary, John Fraser, told cabinet the government is now borrowing almost $110 million a day to cover interest payments and expenditure. And Shorten says there's no budget problem. Shorten on the polls, next Prime Minister. Are we serious? This is not Abbott's debt. $110 million a day. This is the debt he was left to cover interest payments and expenditure. And the rest of the media are banging on about the knighthood of Prince Philip and a leadership challenge. I think some of these people in Canberra are joking.